Good morning to you. Ah, the great true love travelling on a gravel road. I can't not play this, so I'm going to chat to Ulta Conlon. So let's have the chat at a moment. But this is great. What time is it? 9:40.
How many girls choose cotton dress swirls when they could have satin and lace? Stand by their man through good times and bad without ever letting shade touch her face.
As you know, that's one of my great favourite songs from a long time ago, because it was recorded by Elvis Presley on an album called From Elvis in Memphis, True Love Travels on a Gravel Road, with Katie Teasby and our own Ulton Conlon. Well, you're welcome, Dr. Conlon. Good morning to you. Where do I find you, sir? Where are you?
Good morning, Marty. It's lovely to chat to you. I'm hearing your voice every morning, but you haven't heard me in a little while.
I haven't. Well, we're playing you, of course, but we haven't had a chance to chat. So how have you been, my friend? How are you? Where are you now? Have you moved, or are you still in the same place, or what are you doing?
No, I'm actually over at my partner's place. It's near Kinvara in County Galway.
Yeah.
So I'm bubbling up for this lockdown because three in a row now would be too much on my own, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, as a fella said, you'd start thinking all sorts of strange thoughts, perhaps. And
you
need
God,
to get out there. You do. You need to get out there.
It's tough going, you know. But I think with this lockdown, it's tough for everybody, be it with people or on your own, you know.
Yes.
There's no happy medium at the moment, Marty, is there, you know?
No, there isn't. No, in fairness, you're right. And it's everybody just trying to get through the thing, but still needing to know if the 5th of March is not going to be as great as we hoped, at least something. And then, give us some hope. That's what we need. We need hope.
Absolutely. A light at the end of the tunnel. But it's beautiful over here. I'm getting in a 10K walk a day. And
10K?
Keeping busy. And Yeah, at least 10k a day, maybe 11 or 12 a lot of days.
Jeepers, well, you must be skinny milling Melodian legs. You must be.
Yeah.
You must be like a rake, are you?
I'm in the best shape of my life.
Right, yeah. Well, it's inevitable, yeah. Because I'm out walking as well, because it's good for the head and it's good for the body, and you just feel and you think interesting and different thoughts. I sound like Michael Harding, but you do feel differently, don't you?
You do, and it takes you out of yourself, which is what's badly needed nowadays. You know, I mean, even ringing or chatting to you on the phone this morning is kind of weird, because I used to love getting in the car, yes, stopping for a coffee, meeting the receptionist, and all that stuff kind of takes you out of yourself before, you know, and get you excited.
That's
so
right.
It's kind of a tricky time when we're all stuck in our houses and there's nothing to kind of draw you out of yourself.
That's
so
right.
So I find the walking does that amazingly for me, you know. It kind of gets the juices flowing, and I can write songs after it and be more productive in that regard, you know. So it is. It's wonderful we can do that.
And also, are you meeting the same people when you go walking? Would you go out at the same time every day?
I do, yeah. I go out, yeah. But, like, it's funny. I'm out in rural Ireland here, so I meet the odd person and there's a bit of an hello, but I wouldn't know the locals around here. But back in Ahaskra, where I live,
yes,
I know all the neighbours. And, like, last spring when lockdown was on, there's a little avenue beside me, and we all spent more time there just standing across from each other chatting, you know, and that's a
right.
lovely thing as well,
yeah.
You know, that's so important.
Because I find when I'm out now, because I'm going roughly the same time every day, and it's, how are you?
Yeah.
And because it's very difficult. I know we're supposed to not do this, but it's very hard not to say hello to people. Even if you don't know them, it's that nod and a wink. How are you well, yeah?
Yeah, I think to stand 12 feet apart and have a little hello and how are you doing today.
Chatting
our dog, you know.
That's right. If they won't talk to you. Listen, I need to thank you for Gammy Moreno, Spangled with Van Dyke Parks. What an album.
Oh, yeah, no, I thank you for playing it, because Gabby's an amazing person. She's just one of them people. When I didn't meet her first, the first time I saw Gabby, she got up on stage and sang.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely floored, you know, and I didn't even know I'd get to meet her, but we happened to be on the same bill a couple of weeks later, and you could not meet just a nicer, sweeter person, and a really hard worker as well, and just really admire her. And
yeah.
When I reached out to her to sing on this track of mine, The River Flows, you know, I was kind of going, oh, will I get a response? Should I have messaged her? Should I have asked this? You go through all of them little kind of, am I being a bit bold here?
Sure.
And, like, within minutes, she just got back and said, Alton, I'd be honoured. I'd love to.
Isn't that
lovely? She's so modest and lovely. To be honest, it's very refreshing as well. Like,
well, yeah.
So,
remind me where you met the first time.
We met in a venue in Los Angeles called Largo, which I ended up playing some shows at there. And coincidentally, that's owned and run by a guy called Mark Flanagan from Northern Ireland, who's been over there a long, long time.
Right.
And he's like the main man in LA, but you just, I never understood how we never heard about him here. You know, it's a real success story, heading over there to open that venue and have some really big names play there.
That's a great story. Because we got then, thanks to you, and then we had her as Marty Recommends album, and then we got to talk to her, and she's a delight to talk to. She really is. She's an absolute delight.
Ah, lovely.
And there's something about her. She seems very special. But boy, is she talented. God, the album is wonderful.
Oh, unbelievably. And she toured for a couple of years with Hugh Laurie.
Yes.
You know, Hugh Laurie released a couple of...
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And they were kind of bluesy.
And she was the main singer with him. That's right, yeah. She toured the whole world with him and was kind of his right-hand woman, so to speak, you know, yeah, on stage, and sang and everything with him at all them shows. So she's done so many things. She also voices a Disney princess on one of these cartoons, you know. So I have two little nieces,
yeah,
and they love this. Elena of Avalor is the name of the character. And Gabby voices the character, so I was very proud to tell my two young nieces that I'm after singing a song with Elena of Avalor.
Isn't that fun? From Elena of Avalor to Ahaskra. By golly, there's a journey.
There you go.
Isn't that a journey? Well, now listen, so did you do this from... She did it, presumably, in Los Angeles, and you had the track here. Is that the way it worked?
You know what, as much as I sometimes give out about my phone and technology and stuff, it's when it comes to stuff like this, you just kind of have to go, isn't this incredible?
Yeah.
Because I had that track recorded from 8 years ago, that version of it that I never used. There were drums and bass and Hammond organ and even a string section on it. So I found it on an old hard drive and I said, well, this can't go to waste, you know.
Good for you.
So I did my vocal in Ahaskra, sent the track to Gabby. She recorded her vocal in LA, and another guy in Nashville did some guitar on it. And then it was sent to Portland in Oregon, where it was mixed and mastered. So, like, and that was all from my front room, you know, just a little bit of planning and a few emails. And then that's the result you get. So it is quite incredible what you can do now, thankfully, yeah. Especially under the circumstances.
No, it's fantastic. And the packaging and everything that you sent out of the single, which, you know, I wish more people to do, is lovely. And we know exactly who it is. We know where you recorded it. We know it was Nashville, LA, and London, and Ahaskra. And it's just, it's great. I just think it's fantastic. Now, is this, by any chance, going to be on the new album?
No, I've been kind of teasing at this thing in the back of my mind for a couple of years, because after the album previous to this, the one, Marty, that you kind of discovered me on, Last Days of the Night Owl.
Yes, yeah.
Mary Coughlan, after that, did a duet on one of the songs with me, and I released that and it did very well. And then I did a track with Katie Teasby, and now I've done one with Gabby. Years ago, I did a collaboration with John Martin. So I've been kind of going, well, can I gather enough of these songs that I could maybe put out a duets album at some point?
I think it'd be a lovely thought.
Yeah, I'd like to, but, you know, that's one of them things I think that has to, I can't really rush. And at some point, I might put them all out on the one record, which would be lovely, and add some more to it. But I'm also writing my fifth album at the moment. I'm writing a lot of songs I'm really happy with at the moment. It's like there are a lot of kind of toe tappers on there and upbeat stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever this pandemic has done to me, it just makes me want to kind of write songs and put stuff out there that's going to be kind of a bit more joyous and,
yes,
you know,
cheer.
You can tap your foot to them.
I know.
That's the mood I'm in.
Yeah.
Ironically,
no, that makes
enough.
Sense. It makes total sense. And listen, yeah. I have to ask, because as we know on your Instagram, the cats. Now, have the cats moved to Kinvara?
Oh gosh, look, the cats are my kids, Marty. Yeah. It's as simple as that. And you wouldn't leave a couple of kids on their own.
Oh, you would not.
Over in the Ahask.
No, watching the telly on their own, like. Yeah. So they're with you.
So
they're with you.
Kitty and Dom are here. Kitty and Dom are here, and they're fitting in very nicely. And my partner and her daughter are here, so they're delighted to have the cats as well. Because
that's lovely.
They're such great little company. You know, sit down in the evening and they come up on your lap and purr, and they're a great distraction.
That's right. No, it's a lovely idea. Is it Dom or Tom?
It's Dom. So it's Kitty Dom. Kitty and Dominique, because they were Dominique. The couple who owned my old gate lodge before I purchased it, so that's they live on.
Perfect. I was just going to say, they live on in your heart and in your head. No, it's a lovely story. It really
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
So listen. So the album is end of year, I take it, is it? It's a while away, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take my time with it. I just put out my last record kind of last April.
Yes.
I didn't speak to you after that, but I think we chatted beforehand. Or when the lockdown first happened, you were very kind to ring and say you wanted to check in on me.
Absolutely.
Which I thought was lovely. Well, actually, another morning I meant to say, I think it was in October, I was driving to the shop and I was on my own, in Ahaskra, and I was feeling kind of low and like, oh, nobody's contacting me about music at the moment. It had been months since my record was out.
Yeah.
And I had you on, and next thing you played True Love Travels, and you said, that's Ulster Conlon. We love him in here. And I got such a boost out of it, because I was so low at the time. And
the first thing to say is that I meant it. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, it's funny. I'm talking about me now in here. Sometimes you don't realise that what something like that would mean to somebody, because you don't think about it, because you say it instinctively, do you know? And I would be playing you and going, here's Ulster, sure, he's one of our own now. And then, if I may say so, you're a very generous fella, because I'm thinking about your introducing us to Gabby Moreno, and of course to Cormac as well, where you were
yes.
You were instrumental in pushing him out there, which is, you're a kind fella, Ulton, and kindness comes back to people, if I can say that, so it does, you know.
Well, thanks. No, that meant meant a lot to me that morning. I kind of gave me such a lift, you know, in the depths of kind of October, November, and
sure,
not much happening.
Yeah,
I appreciated that, Marty, sure.
Well, listen, we're sending you not only good wishes, we're sending you snow as well this week. So don't feel you're being left out. So we'll have to play. We'll have to play The River Flows Constantly from now on. Anyway, we will. Listen, you're a joy, and thank you so much for talking to us today. We'll convert and now be home for a little while, and will you go back then to Haskell? How will you play this? Or play it by ear, as you were.
Exactly, yeah. Well, my house is back there, thankfully. When the lockdown lifts, of course, I'll go back and forth, as I have been doing for a couple of years anyway. But right now, we're sticking to our 5K and sticking to all the rules, which I think is, you know, it's the least we can do. We have to do it, and it's simple as that.
That's right.
But
that's right.
I do love it over there as well. There's something about it over there that I've grown to love. So, yeah, I'll be back and forth. You know, it's not that far. It's a 40, 50-minute drive.
Not at all. But I'm looking forward to seeing you in front of me with a guitar and just humming an old tune.
Oh.
Those days, you know, that stuff we took for granted. Anyway, look, we all know that.
I can't wait to jump in the car and head up to Dublin again and do shows again and meet people, because, yeah, that, I mean, we all know now how important that is. And
it is, yeah.
When it comes back, hopefully we won't take it for granted.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think anyone will for years. Well, after a while, it'll wear off. But for years, we won't, because we've missed it so much. And your world has become enclosed. You can't play. You can't earn a crust on your gigs and whatever. So it's a different world. But look, we'll continue to play you, and we'll keep in touch to make sure you're all right, Vic. And you can send.
Look, thanks so much, Marty.
Not at all. And send our love to Kitty and Dom.
I will.
We'll keep playing you. Ulton, God bless you, my friend. Take care.
Take care, Marty. Thank you.
Oh, and a happy Valentine's, by the way.
Yeah, likewise. I'll send you a card.
Thank you. Very good. Now, speaking of Valentine's, here's The River Flows. It's Ulton Conlon and Gabby Moreno.
scream.